Country Pop FM.
Here it is, the Bob Allman. A couple of follow-ups from yesterday. We had somebody text in and saying that Sister Roslyn of the St. Paul Saints fame and Strasburg, North Dakota fame is alive and well, living at a retirement home in St. Paul, assisted living.
101.
Steve from Norwood Young America, we had the report about vinyl albums outselling CDs for the first time since like 1989 it was. And he wanted me to listen back to the report. And I thought when I first heard it that she said this as well. The news reporters said that it had been that CDs have been outselling vinyl for decades. Said she said 40 decades. For 40 decades. Which would be 400 years.
Well, that'd be a long time.
Yeah. They weren't even invented then yet. Einstein and Edison himself, of course, hadn't even thought about any kind of records or recording 400 years ago. So, yes, she did say 40 decades. Good ear, Steve. Steve from Norwood America, it's the Good Ear Award.
Right. You can't get nothing by him. He's only got one ear, but it's a good one.
And we had another follow-up yesterday. We were talking about Bobby Jackson and the Golden Gophers Final Four of 97. They also went to the imaginary Final Four. I couldn't remember who he played in the semifinal game. I was at the game, upper deck at the Hoosier Dome, end of the court. And we did play Kentucky. I couldn't remember if it was Kentucky or Arizona. Arizona.
I started to say Kentucky.
Yeah, Arizona won the whole thing. And I mentioned Kentucky. I said, could it be Kentucky? I don't remember. So the NCAA, not only have they wiped it from the memory banks of the University of Minnesota, throwing everything away, the banners and all this, trophies, they've gotten into my brain.
Right, somehow. They wiped it out of my memory.
It's a little bit foggy. He says that they sold their tickets to the championship game to the Kentucky fans, and that paid for their whole weekend.
Nice.
I can't remember if we had all four, if we had tickets for both games, or we just bought tickets. It was fun. That's the first time I'd ever bought on the street.
Oh, nice.
You know, the scalping thing. I can't remember if it was legal or not legal there. Yeah. It was shady. My heart was a-pumping. I remember that. And we had one of our friends that said, you got to go and you got to lowball them.
You are a rebel.
You got to lowball them.
Right.
All right. Today, and I also want to say hello to Bobby on the Rum. You've seen his text come in. He is a regular listener. Yeah, I got to show you what he gave me.
At the All Request Lunch or something?
Yeah. Look at this. He had heard that I used to collect beer cans. Look at this old skinny top Grain Belt Premium.
Wow, looks like bars leak.
Yes, it's got exactly. It looks like WD-40.
Yeah,
or something you'd have
an
in your
additive
garage
to your gas tank.
But it's a tin can, but it's got a bottle top on it.
Yes,
which that's
it's an
a
old
classic
grain
look.
Belt.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like a wide mouth, but not. And that's the old Grain Belt. Then he gave me this photo. Look at this. Look at this. Almanac off to a slow start, but I just got to share this stuff here for you. He gave me a photo. Get out of there.
Oh, my. This one sounds like Karnak over there.
It's a photo of Andre the Giant and Vern Gagne.
Vern Gagne. Yeah, well, look how small Vern is compared to the Giant.
I know. Vern Gagne, I think he did start in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
He was known as the voice,
yeah.
That was his finishing hold.
Yeah,
he'd sing in your ear so loud that you would submit. Bobby on the Rum.
Get me out of here.
Was nice meeting you. Let's get into today. It's Thursday, March 14th, 74th day of the year. Eli Whitney in the news today.
Things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Out of necessity, where would we be?
Basically, all you need to know about the cotton gin was right there.
Did the work of 100 men.
Schoolhouse Rock. You could clean 50 pounds of cotton per day. That's the work of 100 men, 1794. And then the question is, those 100 men, they had to go find a new job.
Right.
17. They became, they became social network, social media
influencers.
They were influencers. 1950 this date.
It bears the faces of some of the most dangerous and notorious fugitives in the world. Ray, Bundy, Bin Laden, all have committed crimes so vicious they've wound up on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
The FBI's 10 most wanted list made a debut. You know, they always had, you know, public enemy number one.
Yes.
They had that, but they didn't have a top 10 list.
Right.
And long before Letterman, Casey Kasem, anybody had a top 10 list, the FBI did. Although Billboard had started by 1950.
Yeah.
The FBI released its first 10 most wanted list.
Billboard is known more for its Hot 100.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But they had a top 10.
Yeah, they did.
They had a top 10 because those are the primos. Those are the top. Speaking of music, and I didn't cue up the song because I must have been looking ahead to Jack Ruby, but Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como. I could sing it for you.
Yes.
Catch a Falling Star, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. I won't sing it. I'll speak it.
Yeah.
The Recording Industry Association of America certified the first gold record, and it was Perry Como's 1958.
Nice. 60, that's good work.
64.
An historic 23 days end in a Dallas courtroom as Jack Ruby is taken in to hear the verdict in his trial for the murder of Lee Harvey Oswald, accused assassin of President Kennedy. The charge had been murder with malice, the defense insanity. The ruling that barred all cameras from the courtroom is lifted as Judge Joe B. Brown prepares to hear from the jury their decision of the case. The jurors had heard the final summations in the early morning hours, and they had deliberated for a little over 2 hours
before... Let's cut to the chase. Guilty. He was guilty. I mean, they had video. It was on live TV.
It was on live TV. So there was a number of witnesses.
Yes. So it wasn't a matter of if he had done it, because obviously he did. It just a matter... whether he was insane or, you know, where he was at that point in time, but he was found guilty. He was waiting a new trial, and he died of cancer.
Yeah.
For Jack Ruby.
Yeah.
If we had only had that kind of video coverage of OJ.
Right.
We still wouldn't be questioning it. Or whoever did it. His son.
Right.
You know, has come out as a person of interest, we've heard. 1975...
I want my baby back.
Chili's baby back rib.
I want my baby.
Chili's baby back rib.
Barbecue sauce.
This was an iconic.
I got my baby back ribs.
Might be one of the best jingles ever concocted. The first Chili's restaurant opened in Dallas. I always got Chili's and Chi-Chi's mixed up. How about you? They're very similar.
They
similar
are similar.
Names.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi's is no longer around. And the fact that what makes it even more confusing is that they both opened in 75.
Oh, well, there you go. I've only been to Chili's like once or twice.
Wow. Have you ever had their chicken crispers? Now, they changed. There was a time, the first time I had chicken crispers was in Milwaukee. I was broadcasting hockey. We're in Milwaukee, Iowa Stars against the Milwaukee Admirals. And we were at the Biltmore. Now, that's a nice hotel.
Oh, I'll bet it is.
The Biltmore. And then right, maybe it was part of the building, they had a Chili's. Or maybe it was a Chi-Chi's. I don't know. But it was the chicken crispers.
What are crispers?
Oh, they're so good.
Chicken tenders?
Oh, they're so good. Chicken tenders, but it's light and fluffy and airy. Ooh. And it's the best thing I ever had. And then I went back for them several years later, and they weren't the same. They had changed the recipe.
Oops.
Apparently, they weren't using as much oil. They wanted to be healthier.
Well.
What's the use?
Come on.
1975. 1979, the Census Bureau reported that, this is 79, reported that 95% of all Americans, and this is census, so that means everybody chimed in on this. The Census Bureau reported that 95% of all Americans were married or would get married. Not including kids, of course.
Right.
But 95%, I can't see it being that now.
No.
It's just not happening as much.
No. Nope.
So that's in 79. How about 82?
TV theme time?
Yes, it is. T.J. Hooker premiered in 1982.
Were you a fan? You had to have been.
Well, I love Shatner.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a
Heather
Locklear. Yeah.
Or Heather Thomas.
I know, it's one or the other.
One of them was in Fall Guy, one of them was in T.J. Hooker.
Right.
Captain's Police Law. Just realized today that these weapons cannot be set to stun. I shot and killed a panhandler today. And where's Spa? Spa.
He was confused.
Adrian Zemed, you're not Spa. So,
T.J. Hooker. It's fine TV theme, by the way.
Heather Locklear, there she is.
Yeah, okay.
She's out there with the perfect feathered hair.
Right.
Patrolling the streets. So Captain Kirk out on the beat is basically what it was.
Right.
You know, he didn't have stun on his lasers, and he didn't have warp drive. Too big there. And he didn't have spa. Didn't have spa.
Right.
So that was his date in 82. How about 2010? Let's remember Peter Graves.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium? Joey, do you like movies about gladiators?
You know, Joey never answered any of those questions.
I think it's
other
a good
than
idea.
Have you ever been in an airplane before? The other one he did not answer, Peter Graves.
A little confusing for
He's a
young
local,
lad.
Local guy and, of course, the brother of?
Matt Dillon, yes. James Arness. Yes. They went to Minneapolis Central High School, I think. They had a cabin up by Gull Lake. So Peter Graves, spent his youth here. He's one of us.
Died on this day at the age of 83 in the year 2010. 2016.
Mr. Miller, do you think there is a link between football and degenerative brain disorders like CTE?
The answer to that question is certainly yes, but there's also a number of questions that come with that.
CTE is a buildup of proteins in the brain linked to memory loss, early dementia, and depression.
The NFL acknowledged a link between football and brain disease for the first time. They had been denying it for a long time, and now that they admitted to it, that opened themselves to all kinds of lawsuits and money and class action from past players, and that movie Concussion with Will Smith was very powerful. What happened to Mike Webster? From the Pittsburgh Steelers, their center, and he's living in his car, and it was just awful. That was the league's top health and safety officer that we heard from there, right there, made the concession, and they've done their best to still have football, but at the same time try and protect their players better than they had before.
It's a violent game.
So it definitely is. 2018.
Astronaut Scott Kelly spent a year at the International Space Station. Now, you may know he has an identical twin brother, astronaut Mark Kelly. The NASA study found the two brothers are no longer genetically the same after Scott's mission.
Your DNA changes when you're in space.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is...
And that's probably why T.J. Hooker was a little bit different than Kirk.
Right.
A little less dramatic.
Their DNA changed.
As far as he taught, because he was in space for all that time. Right. It was a 5-year mission, after all.
Right.
And then he came down and put the badge on. So that was his date. And then 2 years ago.
Dolly Parton won't be headed into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. The country music icon took to Instagram with a humble statement, asking the hall to withdraw her name from the 2022 ballot.
But she did end up in the hall. Decided to accept the invitation, the nomination, and the induction, Neil.
Right.
Dolly Parton. But this day in 22, she said, quote, I just don't feel that I have earned the right.
Well, bless
her
heart.
That was bad for her. That is. Because I think there's some that are in Hall of Fames that they should have done that. I should say Halls of Fame.
Right.
That should have done that. What do you think?
I agree, too. Yeah. I think it was very, very big of her, but they eventually came to terms, and she did.
Birthdays.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Do you really think you can get him to walk again?
Oh, I will have him running, jumping, shouting, screaming. Oh, my name isn't Dr. Emil Schaffhausen. It's a cert.
We heard some dirty, rotten scoundrels yesterday. Remember?
Yes, I do.
We did hear some, so I thought we'd hear some today for Michael Headley, and of course, Michael Caine. Of course, we heard from Glenn Headley. And who was that?
You tell me.
Who was it?
It's Headley.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is Glenn Headley. So Michael Caine, who's been in a lot of other movies, but I was on a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels kick there, so so many great things, just so good as an English actor.
Fine Alfred.
A very good Alfred, not afraid to make fun of himself either. Austin Powers, he found a tripod, as you recall, Neil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Caine, 91, here today. Quincy Jones.
It's TV theme time.
Yeah, because he did this theme.
Right.
Speaking of Austin Powers, kind of the Austin Powers theme. That was his thing. Some bossa nova or something or other.
Right. Quincy Jones is quite skilled.
He was, and he's a big part of We Are the World.
Yes, he certainly was.
Not that we didn't already know that, but check your ego at the door. He put that sign up.
Yeah.
Going into that studio. So Quincy Jones, of course, he's worked with Michael Jackson and so many others.
Yes.
Thriller wouldn't have been as good without Quincy Jones. Certainly, 91.
Maybe it's me who's gone crazy.
Michael Martin Murphy.
But I can't understand why.
Started out as Michael Murphy.
For Wildfire, right?
Yes, yeah.
He was just Michael
All
Murphy then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he add? He had Ride 'Em Cowboy.
Did he add the third M when he went country almost?
He was the Cosmic Cowboy. Yeah. That was his. Cosmic Cowboy was his deal. Ride 'Em Cowboy was Paul Davis.
He loves cowboy songs.
Well, Michael Martin Murphy sounds more country. So Michael Martin Murphy still with us, 79.
Fine singer.
Billy Crystal.
Hello once again, everyone. How it goes, Alpha Sports B. With me, Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns, Ali, Larry Holmes. We'll be discussing professional boxing right here.
I love Billy Crystal.
I do, too. Talk about skilled. Yeah. He could do so many things and do them very well.
He's 76.
All of a sudden, I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck. Look at me, I'm the disco nut.
This is a number one song.
Ridiculous. I remember it well.
It was Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Yep.
Rick Dees, DJ, host of Solid Gold, hosted game shows. Mm-hmm. Rick Dees, his real name is Rigdon. Rigdon Dees, R-I-G-D-A, 74 today. We already mentioned Adrian Zemed.
I thought rookies weren't supposed to be involved in this kind of stuff. Hooker, you were the one who told me not to be so anxious about getting involved in undercover work. You tell me this is right. You tell me this is the way it's supposed to be.
Wow. It's the way it is, Junior.
Well, it stinks. And I don't want to be any part of it.
And you're not Spa. Adrian Zemed, he was Romano. He was a partner of TJ Hooker.
Yeah.
The young guy, he had some nice hair as well. Who had better hair on that show?
So the show debuted on his birthday?
It did. Think about that. Yeah. He's 70 today. We also have Oz.
Hey, guys. Came to watch me in action?
Yeah. I think you sounded pretty good.
Yeah, man. I think you need your reattached.
Hey, keep it down, dude.
He said his ears.
Yes.
That's what we bleeped out. He said, we need your ears attached because you can't hear, because you can't sing that well.
It was too sensitive.
That's Oz from the American Pie movies. He was the big lacrosse player.
Okay.
The big guy. You got the cute girl there. Chris Klein is 45 and a member of Hanson.
Boy. They're not in their 20s anymore, I'm thinking.
No.
Or their teens.
Two of them weren't in their... I don't think any of them were in their 20s yet when they did this.
No, I don't think so.
He's the middle one. So kind of their lead singer, Taylor Hanson.
Oh, sure. Gosh, how old is he now?
41. Wow.
So I just remember, yeah, my older son was... kind of a Hanson fan. There's 6 years difference.
Well, this song is infectious.
Yeah, it is.
Just so infectious. It's bop.
Yeah.
Taylor Hanson, 41.
Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with... to the doctoral side, it was, you know, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, was the early doctor, first one that I'd ever heard of. And she wasn't real, I don't think. But real doctor, dentist Lucy Hobbs Taylor, first female dentist in the United States, got her degree right after the Civil War there in 1866. First female. I'm sure she wasn't well received.
Can you just imagine the bad teeth? I mean, dentists today probably see some bad teeth, but
she had to
how
see
about it. In the 1800s?
Oh, it was just brutal. But she battled through, the great Lucy Hobbs Taylor. 1833. He's a very smart man. Albert Einstein, Nobel Prize winner. He developed the theory of relativity. He, you know, and when When somebody calls you an Einstein, that means you're a smart guy.
Yeah, you
it?
And I will never be confused.
No, with Einstein.
For an Einstein.
1879 on this day for Albert Einstein. He was the patriarch of the Petty racing team, the father of Richard Petty and on down the line, Lee Petty. NASCAR pioneer was born on this day, 1914.
You know, the funny thing is, he was also very petty.
He was, yeah. And no relation to Tom Petty.
Small little things right. would yes. get him upset. Or, he would make a big deal about a nickel.
Why are you so petty?
Yes. Well,
because I am.
Michael rowed the boat ashore.
From the Weavers, this is Lee Hayes. It's all Lees today.
The boat ashore.
Was always a little bit jealous because the guy next to him had a trolling motor. So Lee Hayes, you know, he also wrote If I Had a Hammer, which is a great folk song.
Sure.
And Kiss is Sweeter Than Wine. He wrote that one, too.
Oh, he did.
Right again. Hallelujah.
Folk singer Lee Hayes shares the birthday with Lee Petty, same year, 1914. Cartoonist Hank, don't call him Hal Ketchum. He was born on this day, 1920. We wouldn't have Dennis the Menace without Hank Ketchum. He's the guy who gave us that great cartoon strip, 1920. Radio personality, and he really helped bring Elvis to fame and to his music, Bill Randall.
Here's a letter from Phyllis Wish, WISCH, from Shaker Junior High School. She's in the seventh grade. Says, this Friday's our Christmas dance. My favorite record's Angels in the Sky. Says, I don't see why all the girls go for Elvis Presley. I don't think he's so hot. Then I have a letter here, and this is a real Steve Allen type letter. You know, when Steve gets those letters and they pound and the band hollers with him, this is a real mad letter, and it's from Judy Carson out there. She says, in regards to the letter you read in the air yesterday about Elvis Presley, I think that person is absolutely crazy, underlined, one exclamation point. Me and every single one of my friends, both boys and girls, think that Elvis Presley is the greatest ever, three exclamation points and underlined three times.
Wow. Three times.
So even kids in junior high, there was some anti-Elvis that was taking place.
I'm a little bit shocked by that. Bill Randall brought that to the forefront there, 1923. Nobody set a pick like Wes Unseld, Basketball Hall of Famer, with the Baltimore Bullets. I remember in the mid-60s, he was a true center at like 6'7", going up against Wilt and these big 7-foot-plus guys, and he held his own. Hall of Famer Wes Unseld, 1946, and he'll always be one of us, as Bob Casey would call him, Kirby Puckett.
Into deep left center for Mitchell, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Batting third in center field, number 34, Kirby Puckett.
The great Bob Casey, Kirby Puckett, who we lost so young, 8 days shy of his 46th birthday. We lose Kirby Puckett. He was born on this day, 1960. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
How long do you think this belt is that Andre the Giant is wearing?
That's got
to
be
get like, around his circumference.
Yeah,
and he probably could use that as a ring rope all the way around the ring.
He's a big man.
Yes. All right. So they're now what? All
gone, but not forgotten.
You can start a Bob-a-thon with Brian White sitting on go. Toby Keith, who's your daddy? Uh-huh. Or Mindy McReady. Guys do it all the time.
Well, we should go ladies first today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany.